We don't like moving things that far.
Okay, we're gonna call to order the Wednesday, September 11th, 2019 meeting of the Pine City Council Works. Tim Greiner, Mike Harper, Connie Breeze, Daniel Richard present, Mike Shields not present at this moment. Can we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And can we amend the call to order? Mike Shields is here at this moment. Any added agenda items?
No.
Okay, do we have any public comments? No? Okay, so we're gonna take and move into our discussion regarding the gas tax at this moment. Do we have a staff report and possible corrections to our staff report?
Thank you. Topic that came up in our discussions regarding transportation funding, we read quickly. Could have got through it pretty much in little time. The number still works out. I don't know how you want to approach this meeting. Couple of things to note, that if this is something the council, all this research, the LOC report was, topic is relevant. Those cities are still going. Couple of things. One, you'll notice that the city's 100% sold out and on board and understand what, not just the majority, if not 100% agreed in this. So that's the key thing I want you to know. The other thing is, by ordinance, there's a resolution that goes with that. There's some things on ballots. There's some talking points we would have.
I guess just to start to broach the subject, I kind of took in, did a little calculation myself on this, you know. This is directly gonna affect me, you know, probably once a week if I'm not, you know, once a week. And how much? 15 gallons or so. So I said, if I fill up my tank, and if it takes 15 gallons of gas each time I fill it up, that comes to 900 gallons in a year. And 100 cents that I would have paid. So the 3 cent a gallon thing isn't very scary to me, you know. So I think that there's ways to, in attacking the situation and trying to propagate through this, there were a lot of different ways that people took and did it. They did it with the so much, you know, 3 cents in the summer and 2 cents in the winter, or 5 cents all at once and then sunsetting two, you know, something that's straightforward and not complicated, that, you know, actually puts the burden on the person that uses the streets. And you know, like large consumers, our street department, and I think that's like the biggest thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no longer appeal.
Yeah.
Collecting that tax money because of that.
Use diesel, big trucks use diesel. Don't most of them, but I mean, I thought that was kind of the deal to start out with that.
Yeah, Cedar Grade one, just because around city limits, but see if that would.
Since now in so many cities.
Problem that worked for the city when that to vote is there was a council that wasn't all on board, so that was a big deal.
And that's what they found out in all the.
But even that's tough. I mean, just
trying to get people to come, right?
How that's done and when it's done, your pamphlets and all your very, it's very step by step and very, very detailed.
Other things try to pass in the city and then.
One of the things I did notice was during the July time frame, 1,000 more gallons of gas or diesel than they do in the large. I mean, that's very illustrative of a large pallet.
All the snow to be removed and occasional, do they think that the money's going to come from? Better to do a little bit now and build up a fund so that we can do it than to wait till the maintenance, just the bare maintenance done. Be behind the program and get it going. I've talked to one person about it, and his, well, we're already paying a gas tax because we paid 10 cents more a gallon than you pay for up in Bend, and I found out. Guy that I talked to was a cheapskate. He has all kinds of stuff.
That's if you read on the outside of the gas pump itself when you go there. It says that like 2 point something cents goes to the feds and 1 point something cents goes to the county, and it tells you right there as far as taxes.
Well, I want to be fair.
That's totally different than what it says on the
thing. Well, because
it's funneled through
tax. Right. So we do, but the other thing I want to be very clear about, what you decide and how we go about this, but yes, we do. If everything goes smooth and we get SDCs or we get other, you know, whatever we're thinking about, just cable alone is going to take a big chunk. In 2 years, they're going to be ready, 2 to 3 years.
And already built up of some form so that when the county dumps.
Not going to just dump them on us.
Preferably we keep that far out.
Right, I mean, it takes a while for that to build up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the reality is they are, I mean, it is come to the time when.
Here from the state. And that's not going to go very well when it comes time to plow the streets and that cable subdivision burn bushes up there. And I'm not trying to be anti-whatever, but I think everybody should know that we're a community. And I don't think any of the streets are county, are they? Aren't they all?
No, those are ours. They're not paved, they're usually ours.
And it's up to us to maintain them because, if I'm mistaken, at least half of the residents of our community live.
Want a grant to do the sidewalk along Finley View, that one?
Well, back and forth on, you know, putting a limit to it, that we have some kind of fund at some point that if we raise enough money, I'm in support of it. I think it's best thing for the
world. That's just it, is in our community is actually a very good example of that, because probably of the gross amount of gas used, probably less than 10%. All these other people utilize our streets also. You know, on Day Road aren't driving up and down Cagle Streets, of course. Gas or whatever, you know.
I did wonder what the effect would be on
I
don't know the answer to that either. My sister's trucker.
If you write it up right, they can write that off.
Right. Yeah. It says in Eugene, that's what I was saying, it says the holder of a weight receipt that certifies that the city, to the city, that the motor vehicle fuel, you know, which they paid tax on, was imposed and used only for fueling vehicles which have, and then they get set 80% of their thing back.
But that's the city paying them back, so that would be us refunding part of our money, so
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I would rather see us exempt them than have to deal with trying.
Thought about that too, but if you take the diesel out of it, I'm not sure it's worth the effort of having a whole loader. But if you discount diesel, they're a majority of that. Pine, that personal charge is just gallons sold in the pine, and it's a double.
That's where we'll get pushed back from some of the other agents. And technically, they're not using really our street.
Well, I think we need to be very, very careful.
I think everybody wind up at the consumer at some place on the line. They pay it. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a thing on a loaf of bread. It still comes out of the consumer's pocket. If I can pay a tax, and I forget how many, but there was something come up years ago about how many that we don't see because of all of the things you put into that bread. So I mean, I think we can't consider that. What I have to consider is, hey, are we sold on it, and can we explain to our need to have it, this is why we need to have it, and it's not going to impact you that much. Just like the mayor said, it cost us $50 to have our driveway plowed, not counting the street in front. Say, hey, this is the best thing for is that money, and as a consumer here and using our streets, you are a consumer.
I think it's the least impactful to the average citizen.
Right.
Mike has a very valid point about, you know, our industry.
Everybody's going to pay, that county person that uses your pocket a boat, but you're, they're gonna, the user is a lot more as a citizen, because it's gonna take a lot more from them.
Well, and I wonder when we do, if it with the actual users and not just.
And show them that we explored other avenues and what.
That's a different, that's a given, but for as far as impacting our citizens, existing citizens, up more than this.
Well, it's pretty low.
Something we gotta remember too is the cost of maintenance of streets is higher, so they require a lot of maintenance, so we need to build up some kind of mechanism, whether it's this or something else, but the cost of streets is high. It's one of the highest maintenance programs out there besides water and sewer. It's, that can be used 100% for O&M, operation and maintenance for building actual street structures.
Yeah.
Well,
which we have a water source.
Yeah, I've heard it called utility fee or public works fee.
Yeah, it just hit people.
Point in time, we're gonna have to start buying some equipment.
I don't see that in, I guarantee you, I will probably be gone, long gone before that ever happens, but I mean, at this point, we just need to develop our roads to maintain them, and whether that's by contract for now, as we, you know,
to pay for it.
Well, and employees, that's your highest cost. I mean, that's just not gonna happen. So, again, I've seen in this, be able to do it more efficiently.
I think too, I hear it, because we didn't get the streets sold. And I tried to explain to them, hey, we're a small time to do this with Viper, and our people that own these equipments and everything, they gotta have time off too. And there's only so much they can do, and they're required to pop. Well, when I said that, everybody shut up.
Yeah, I think you're always gonna have people complain during.
I had the same conversation with one of your neighbors today. It was fun. It's like, well, unfortunately, we can't be everywhere at once.
Right. No, you can't.
Yeah, because you left the berm in front of their truck.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the berm if you do, right?
Yeah.
We can love it.
I'm trying to be nice. And
doing this and actually start spending a little bit of money.
Okay, well, let's back up here.
Yeah.
Does anybody here feel that a transportation or a utility tax would be less burdensome on the citizen? Right, but you gotta start somewhere, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So do we start with an SDC, or do we, you know, I mean, you gotta start somewhere.
We're doing both. We're gonna
bring
both. In fact, we're working on an RFP right now.
Well, was it last month when you guys said green light on trying to get the SDC going?
Go for it. Yeah. But we're going to bring that to you in a couple meetings. That's going kind of parallel to this. So they're two different subjects.
Right.
SDC has no impact, only on developers.
Right.
But those people could be developers that live in the community, obviously. So it's going to have kind of.
Well, it also, any SDC you put on, regardless for whatever reason, it's going to take.
Costs are so already factored in, and they understand that.
Ben's actually got one of the worst SDCs when you're doing construction bidding. Oh, it's
a misnomer, and there's PowerPoints on that, and, it's not going to be a big surprise to anybody that we have an SDC.
That we kind of talked about at the meeting that we thought we might consider was the LID.
You're not going to be able to parcel that out.
And the cost of pavement on the streets.
So it would be something, but what I'm saying is it could be something else. Fast tax, or something like that, to where
That's optional.
If we start looking at the many residents of Kegel pay 30%.
That's smart, because in the future, in 2 years, but there could be a lot more lots up there than now, which would pencil out a lot better, because there'll be more development.
Lots. 300 something.
So I mean, even if 10% split, I mean, that's still a.
Look at the LID as an option, because gas tax might be just enough to support maintenance on streets.
And there's no way on earth.
Because then how you divide it up.
What do you think?
You take 300 houses and.
What about a gas tax?
And you can't just pay, you gotta put the whole.
Right.
Pedestrian stuff in, or you can't.
And there's no way.
Or something on there.
Yeah, the mayor and I had this about government, but city government has a hard time lowering.
Because there's all new stuff going in.
One of the major problems that the founding fathers of this city made was that they'd have paved roads, and then the people that voted for the city, they all left town so they wouldn't have any part of it. And a good share of the people that have been here for years are left stuck with the promise of somebody else paid that aren't here anymore. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I'm honored to admit that I voted for it. Forever. Sometimes I regret that. But on the other hand, if it's run properly, it's a lot
benefit from the citizens.
There's always going to be the people that are going to fill up and bend, and there's, and maybe, well, I'm not going to fill up at Brian's. I asked to get to Bend, I'll fill up there. You can't ever stop them people. Right. They're the same ones that'll drive across town to save 5 cents on cigarettes. At some point, I think the gas tax is
a little. Yeah. Great. Like your calculation earlier, $27.
That's nothing.
Right. It doesn't, but the word tax
right.
has a lot of negative connotations.
Yes.
With it.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
Education.
Whether it's like, I'm not, if it costs me 3 cents or 5 cents more, it doesn't really make a difference. I don't pick a gas station base I like to go to on the line.
Yeah.
Because I want to support that business. So
right.
if it's 5 cents higher, then that's fine.
But most right. people don't look, well, most people do. They look at the sign and say, oh, it's 325, it's 323, I'm going over there.
Right, because you know by the time
most
I figure that out, I just
spend thrift wise yeah. do that. Yeah. But they don't really think how much they actually save.
Right.
You know?
The dollar.
Right.
It's like when I was a kid, when I first started driving, I'd only put 20 in. Well, that would fill it back then, but I remember I only put 20 in, right? It's like, well, I'm spending more time going back and forth if I would have just filled it up, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I can remember putting right all week.
Oh, no.
I remember when it was 99 cents a gallon. And I
did they, did they have cars that electric started
no,
back
no.
then?
No,
oh, we had to push it on something.
Right.
The
right.
cheapest.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That on our brochure?
Yeah.
It was a big jump when it went to 21 cents, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When I was little, you paid a quarter a gallon, but you got a teacup or something if you filled up your whole
bowl.
Probably reminiscent about gold prices
yeah.
on life,
yeah,
but some of us have family things to
yeah.
do.
In fact, I think my parents had a whole set of one at one time.
Everybody feel that Melissa should put a little bit more.
We're all in agreement, and we're going to start working on this.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Or die, you all have to be on board for this, because... Yeah, there you go.
Because they're really good about that if they hear sniff or hear
yeah.
something about a gas
yeah.
tax.
Yeah, they're on the agenda today, so.
Well, they wouldn't see it. It really would have been here.
So anyway, I will move forward with that.
Yeah. Social media, refrain from social media about it for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move forward then, so you'll have something.
So then we're going to call that the discussion on the gas tax. Are there any, there were no other matters. Do we have any public comments?
You want, which always is better roads. People want, and I think this is a good way to pay for it because as it said throughout the meeting, basically, like I said, it comes right down to if you want.
You brought up equipment. Yeah.
Equipment and money, that's you,
Don. I put in a budget message this year that we're looking at skid steer or like equipment. I'm on different units, skid steers with John Deere, Bobcat. I'll have a staff report for you guys with a bunch of different bids. Blocks, sweeping sidewalks, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what ODOT's doing down Draft Road? On the road.
ODOT?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
From
all I know
those,
bunch
fire
of
hydrants. Yeah, they're marking all.
Doing a lot of marking for our big projects. I've been out with Anderson Perry. ODOT though, then it was ODOT.
It says ODOT, and then it says 10 foot right away. Do you have any council comments, Don?
We were spending an awful lot of money for gloves over and over and over again. Also looked into it. Now they're buying them in bulk instead of buying 3 pair or 4.
For work, have like yes. leather
latex.
Work gloves.
No.
Latex.
For working in the sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that out too.
I gave you the whole.
I noticed too that we paid another $3,183.30. Multiple contracts in there. Is that correct?
You're going to call it one invoice now. Yes, they used to break them up per site in town.
They're in one invoice, but there's multiple.
How much it is.
So it's just one contract.
Different places in town.
Okay. That appeared to me like we had several things.
That's the annual. The last time around, we paid one installment, and we typically have annual fee at once, so I went ahead and paid off the rest of the year this time.
Well, I do want to say that our attorney bill is a little lower. Total amount that I authorized, I shouldn't say I authorized, the total amount that I initialed was $44.19.
I paid $9 that Napa for those wild work gloves.
We use a certain type that works pretty well for sewer.
Stuff through them, and you should probably
write gloves under it.
I won't, if we can save $2, we go through them pretty quick. You know, on a sewer job, we'll go through a couple pair of gloves each time. You get back in the truck, you don't want to put them on the steering wheel, so you take them off. And then when you go dump your load, you put another set on, dump your load, and then take them off.
$50, so, but I had one for the wedding, and then I got sidetracked on hunting trips.
And I wear my gloves until I can count at least the tips of half a million fingers that I have.
There you go. Yeah, just call it a day.